I'd like to share a thought with you which I saw this past Shabbat, Parashat Nitzavim Vayelech, that very much relates to the crust of where we find ourselves at the moment, and that is the Krat Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, which obviously requires a tremendous amount of reflection. And I believe that this particular thought will certainly be beneficial to us as individuals, but also as a nation, which is ultimately the she'ifa, the goal and aspiration that we should be striving for. And it's a thought which is based on something that I saw from Harav Mordechai Greenberg, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of Kerem Biavne. Parshat Nitzavim is classically and consistently read before Rosh Hashanah. The most obvious reason why this is because it says in the parsha, Vishafta ad Hashem Elokecha, one should return, or that we as a nation will return to Hashem our God. Chet, when one sins, chet, the sin itself, is something that causes distance between ourselves and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between our Creator. The Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, says, Gedola tshuva shemekarevet et ha'adam l'shechina. If chet is something that causes ourselves to distance from Hashem, or causes distance, I should say, between ourselves and our Creator, then obviously tshuva is something that causes closeness, proximity, between ourselves and the Shechina, the divine presence of Hashem. Shene'emar, the Rambam quotes, knowing this fact, from the Pasuk in Nitzavim that we just spoke about a moment ago, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam is very descriptive in the details of this experience. He says, Emesh, yesterday, Hayazesh Sanui Lifnei HaMakom. It could be that this person was strange or estranged or even hated in front of Hashem's presence. Meshukatz, Meruchaku Mituav. Someone who would be considered disgusting or blemished when he stood in front of Hashem. Vehayom, on the day in which he experiences tshuva, hu ahuv venechmad karov v'yedid, he is close to Hashem. He is a friend, if you may, of Hashem. He is embraced by Hashem. And part of the advantage of tshuva, of this experience of tshuva Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha, or Veshavta ad Hashem Elokecha, is that tshuva should not be seen exclusively as an individual effort. It is not something that one experiences exclusively as an individual or as a personal experience in of itself. But tshuva is very much an expression of being part of a klal, of being part of a tzibur, a congregation, a kihila, and of course, a nation. That facilitates tshuva as well. The ability for me to experience what's called hitbatlut lichlal, that I am foregoing my own individual personal concerns, even if they may be tshuva, the experience of tshuva, of returning to Hashem, but rather I am interested in returning to Hashem en masse, as a kihilah, as a klal, as a congregation, that can be hugely impactful. And the reason why is very simple. Because were we to ask Hashem to look at us just as individuals, then obviously I'm not so sure that he, with a capital H, would be very happy with what he sees. But if he looks at us as a nation, then all of a sudden, those who indeed bring with them righteous deeds, and those who bring with them ma'asim tovim, and those who bring with them chokhmah, and those who bring with them limud Torah, are able to balance and outweigh, in a sense, those who bring with them other negative aspects of the nation. When he looks at us as a nation, as a family, as a unit, as one, then kiviyachol, it is easier, in a matter of words, for Hashem to accept us as a collective, rather than as an individual effort. And this is something which is expressed as well by the Sfat Emet. The Sfat Emet says that our job as a B'nai Yisrael, as an Am, a nation, is to declare that I am no longer interested in my own personal agenda, but that I just want in. I want to be part of what's called the klal. I want to be included into what's called the am. In other words, I as an individual am longing to be part of Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. I fall under the classification of what's called an Am Yisrael. Am Shebo Shruya El. It is a nation in which the Shekhinah, the divine presence of Hashem, dwells within it. Within what? Not only an individual, but within the collective of the nation. This is why we also expressed at the beginning of Parshat Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. All of us, Kulchem, Kulam, everyone, as a collective, as a nation, are standing in front of Hashem. When we do so, then the experience of standing in front of Hashem is not only frightening and not only daunting, but it can become reinvigorating. It enables us to facilitate even the Reshaim, those who are wicked, or those who have gone astray, because we are part of a klal. Ultimately, we say to Hashem, don't look at us only as individuals or ones, but look at us as a collective, as a klal, as an am. And this can also be the understanding of the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Bet, Pasuk Bet, a pasuk which we quote and which we use within the heart of our Musaf service, the Tfilat Musaf. Ko amar Hashem, Zacharti lach chesed neorayich, ahavat klulotayich, lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zeruah. Hashem calls to us, ko amar Hashem, this is what Hashem says. He asks us, lechtech acharai b'midbar, follow me into a desert, follow me into challenges, follow me into areas and perhaps various aspirations that will challenge your faith. But we can do so. Why? What facilitates us to face that challenge? The fact that in the middle of the pasuk we declare ourselves as Ahavat Kelulotayich. We are those who love Hashem as a Kelulotayich, a klal, a unit, a nation, a huge congregation. When we feel part of a klal, part of an am, that allows us to continue our service, to continue our servitude, and our loyalty to Hashem. Yehi Ratzon on this day of Rosh Hashanah, which is a day of Mamlich Melochim Velo Hamlucha, a day in which we come together as an Am, as a klal, and we declare the glory of Hashem, that declaration as a klal, as a nation, should carry itself over through the 10 days. We should never forget that we are part of this collective effort. And as a result of that effort, it should carry us through to the day of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is more of an individual day. When we stand by ourselves in front of Hashem and make an appeal, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, we appeal to Hashem on an individual basis because we'd like to be Chozer B'Tshuva, of course, but we also do so as a declarative, as one. Ashamnu Bagadnu, there's the vidui of the tzibur, where all of us together remind Hashem, see us as a collective, see us as your nation, see us as your children in one unit. We have experienced unity during the course of this year, unfortunately as the result of the face of tragedy. Yehi Ratzon that Hashem should give us the koach to continue to experience this unity that we will have on Rosh Hashanah as Ahavat Kelulotayich, and it should carry us over through the new year and through the rest of the year, and that we should unite not in the face of tragedy, but we should unite for the sake of Lehamlich Melochim Velo Hamlucha, to declare that Hashem is indeed our God, is our Father, and we should be zoche to truly be able to live up to the standards of being a Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. Shana Tova.